Welcome to the Inner Side Radio program. My name is Scooter, and I'll be with you for the next half hour. Happy Lent, everybody. That starts today, right? Is this Lent Thursday or something? Well, there's Fat Tuesday, then Ash Wednesday, so it's Fat Ash. What comes after Fat Ash? Oh, a diet. That's right. Everybody goes on a diet until Easter, if I'm not mistaken. So, happy Diet Thursday. Kicking off your Ramadan light for the one true religion of the month. And you got to give something up. I'm going to give up my New Year's resolutions for Lent this time. Wasn't using them anyway. And don't forget to clean out the filter on your dryer. Keep it sacred and energy efficient. Last week was the 20th anniversary of the death of one of Houston's most famous homeboys, Bill Hicks, the great comedian who died at 32 years old and left quite a footprint on the comedy world. So tonight, welcome friends of Bill and fellow laughaholics. Let's have a meeting. Here's Ron Schock.
Day before Bill Hicks died, I was working in Lexington, Kentucky with Kenny Moore. That evening, I got a call from Bill, and he said, "I'm going to die tomorrow." And I said, "Well, okay, but why do you say that?" And he said, "Sam came to him in a dream." And I said, "Well, then you're going to die tomorrow, and I love you, and I'll see you on the other side." And he said, "I'll see you on the other side." And we hung up. That was on a Friday. Saturday, the phone is ringing, and it's Ellen, my girlfriend back in California, and she says to me that Bill died today. I tell Kenny that Bill had died, and I said, "Well, let's smoke a bong for Bill." And next to me on the long part is a pile of newspapers and a basketball. So Kenny's to my left. This is to my right. We put the bong in between us. We take a hit. And then blow it out. Goodbye, Bill. And when I say that, or when we say that, the basketball and the pile of newspapers to my right-hand side explodes into flame. And I mean just a fireball of flame. And it shoots up and it burns a hole in the ceiling, catches the couch on fire. So we take the burning couch and the burning cushion and we drag it out the front door and throw it on the front lawn. And I got to call the owner, Jeff, and I wake him up, and I say, "Jeff, Bill Hicks just burned down part of your house." And he goes, "Bill died today." I said, "Yeah, I know that, and that's why you're not going to believe he burned down part of your house tonight, so I'm going to pay for it."
Thank you.
Hey there, folks. Me too. You gotta bear with me. I'm very tired. Very tired of traveling, and very tired of doing comedy, and very tired of staring out at your vacant faces, looking back at me, wanting me to fill your empty lives with humor you couldn't possibly think of yourselves. Good evening. It's been a while since I've been here. It's great to be back wherever I am. I always love it when I'm here. Lots happened, I guess. Been on what I call my flying saucer tour, which means like flying saucers, I too have been appearing in small southern towns in front of handfuls of hillbillies lately, and been doubting my own existence. I've noticed a certain anti-intellectualism in this country. Have you noticed that? Ever since around 1980, coincidentally enough. Last week I was in Nashville, Tennessee. After the show, I went to a Waffle House. I'm not proud of it, but I was hungry. And I'm sitting there and I'm eating and I'm reading a book, right? I'm alone. I don't know anybody. I'm eating and I'm reading a book. Fine, right? Waitress comes over to me. "What's you reading for?" I said, "Wow, I've never been asked that." God dang it, you stumped me. Not what am I reading, but what am I reading for? I guess I read for a lot of reasons, but one of the main ones is so I don't end up being a waffle waitress. Then this trucker in the next booth gets up, stands over me and goes, "Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader." What's going on here? It's like I walked into a Klan rally in a Boy George costume or something, you know? This is a book I read. Am I stepping out of some intellectual closet here? There, I said it. I feel better. I'm telling you, man, there's some serious pockets of humanity out there. Go to some of these truck stops in the middle of nowhere, order coffee. Guy behind the counter goes, "You want the 32 ounce or the large?" Boy, that sounds like a lot of coffee, man. I don't know if I want to be awake that long in Tennessee, you know? They're nice people. They are. What would you describe them as? Rural? Backwoods? Hicks? After the show, one of them came up to me real excited. "Man, you're great. You're cracking me up. I was about to spit." Sorry. Said, "No, I loved it. I'd like you to meet my wife and sister." And there was one girl standing there.
You never see my attitude in the press. That's what bugs me. You never see my point of view. For instance, gays in the military. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about it. Gays want to be in the military. Here's how I feel about it. All right? Anyone dumb enough to want to be in the military should be allowed in. End of story. That should be the only requirement. I don't care how many push-ups you could do. Put on a helmet, go wait in that foxhole. We'll tell you when we need you to kill somebody. You know what I mean? I'm so sick. I've watched these congressional hearings and all these military guys and all the pundits seriously. "Oh, the esprit de corps will be affected, and we are such a moral..." Excuse me, aren't y'all hired killers? Shut up! Where did the military get all these moral... "We are the military." Is that a village of children and kids? Where's the napalm? I don't want any gay people hanging around me while I'm killing kids. I just don't want to see it. I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time, you know. I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Isn't that weird? I mean, really. It's night and day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either than, I'd say, the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore. It is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his voice.
I mean, I've lost my car before, okay. Found it the next day, you know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car and, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it, see you tomorrow. I knew we were in trouble in that damn egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs, you know, where to believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a brain, not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a brain, not once. I have had 7 balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death, but I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial? Guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look up, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as an egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating an egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's an egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs? Why did I quit? Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Well, wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been the norm under which human beings have congregated and formed socialist groups, and they would congregate. Shut up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact, and I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? The one and only correct answer. Tell them what they want, Johnny. I've never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is impossible. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. We hit something. Forgot to open the garage door, man. Yeah. You gotta get the garage door open so Domino's knows we're home. But I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. That rang true now. I'm not talking about the reasons the government tells us, because I hope you know this. I think you do. All governments are lying suckers. Hope you know that. Good. All right. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere, serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation, said, there it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest. Oh, my me. I left pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day. If I leave pot everywhere, that's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it. Shit. Now I have to create Republicans. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm not promoting the use of drugs, believe me. I'm not. I've had bad times on drugs, okay? I mean, look at this haircut.
And then when I saw Hicks, I was like, oh, this guy just flipped the whole thing on its head. Like,
yeah.
Now it's, you know, it's about formulating a philosophy on life and that there is a possibility outside of the direction that we're going in. And it is possible for the human beings and the human civilization to rise up and be about love and be about understanding and be about intellectual curiosity and to be free of judgment.
He's doing it in a stand-up form. And that was truly groundbreaking to me. You know, that takes a lot of balls to do. Especially to do it in front of a drunken audience. You know, people get jealous, people get strange, people get weird at you, you know, expressing your opinions. But, you know, when he would do this stuff, you know, that was truly brilliant. That was truly original.
Kind of bummed because I'm missing right now, even as we speak, my favorite cultural train wreck, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Me and my friends have a little office pool wondering exactly which episode and which guest is going to be on the night Jay finally puts a 9mm in his mouth and blows his Dorito shilling head off his body. I think it's going to be Joey Lawrence from the show Blossom. Other of my friends beg to differ and think Patrick Duffy a more likely culprit.
So, hi everyone, welcome to the show. Tonight we have Joey Lawrence. Hi Joey, how are you? It's good to see you again. Boy, it was always my comedic dream to be 44 years old and interviewing a little Tony Danza wannabe every 3 months. Boy, I'm fulfilled as a human spiritually. So anyway, Joey, you're 16 now? You're 16 years old?
Yeah.
That's great, you're 16. You got a license? You driving? You driving?
Yeah.
That's great, you're 16, got a license. You got a car? You got a car?
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend? You dating somebody? Anybody special?
Yeah, no, well, she thinks so, I don't.
Good God, what have I done with my life?
His brain splew out, forming an NBC peacock on the wall behind him. The next night, ba-dum-bum-ba-da, ba-dum-bum-ba-da.
Ed, did you enjoy your vacation?
You are correct, sir.
Doc, that's a really nice red coat. Is that the color of it, or is that Jay's brains? And it all started when he did the Doritos commercial. Here's the deal, folks. You do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call forever. Everything you say is suspect, and every word that comes out of your mouth is now like a turd falling into my drink. You do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call forever. And that goes for everyone except Willie Nelson. 24 million dollar tax bill. Willie was a little looser than the rest of us. I just avert my eyes when he sings about tacos. You know what I mean? It's so...
I'm sitting here selling tacos, oh, waiting for the woman in the rose tattoo. My butt is so loose.
Oh, this is so sad. Is he done yet? Nope.
I love nachos with chips and dip and love the things that I can get. And oh, my butt is hurting me.
Oh, God, let's pass the hat. Get him off the Taco Bell commercial. We gotta save Willie.
Maybe a month or two later, Hicks came into town. And everybody was like, oh, you got to see this guy. Like, this guy's got great writing. You got to see this guy when he's in town. So I take his advice, and I go to see him. And I see great writing, but I've heard these premises before, and I've heard the bits before. This guy's, like, doing the same stuff that Leary was doing. Like, the same premises. There was a few of them. They were, like, really the same jokes and the same bits. So I ask, like, the local comics, I go, what is up? And their response was, Leary steals. They're like, really? Leary just steals. He's a thief. I was like, wow. So he's stealing from this guy? Active, really intelligent, like, guy who, like, really was looking deep and taking mushrooms and going on peyote trips and trying to find himself. And then I guess some people were just feeding off of it, you know?
Now, I got this from a pretty reliable source, a friend of mine that came up in the Boston comedy scene. Apparently, shortly before he died, Bill Hicks called Dennis Leary and left a message on his answering machine that said, "Hey, Dennis, I'll probably be dead when you hear this, so you can go ahead and steal the rest of my act, and don't bother calling back." Apparently, Dennis's roommate heard it before it could be erased, so might even have made a few copies. Not sure.
Okay, folks. It's confession time. It's a confession in the way of a question. Is anyone here like me in that they are compelled, obsessed, and drawn beyond their will to watch the show Cops every night? I'm not alone. Oh, thank God! I am obsessed by that show. I can't not watch it. I'm like a guy with a sore tooth. I can't quit touching it, you know?
Ow.
I've never been in so many trailer parks, ever.
Ow.
Each night I'm in a different... I could buy a trailer right now. I know that much about them from the show Cops.
I have double wide.
And I love it because every night it's the same show. A woman has been beaten by her husband. Her head looks like a melon. The cops are called on a domestic call because the trailer next door couldn't hear the results of the American Gladiators contest or something over her shrieking. I don't know why they called. I don't know how they had a phone. But anyway... The cops are called, right? And they come to the trailer. Her 14 little cracker spawn are peering around her gingham skirt. Their eyes are so close together, the left eye is in the right socket and the right eye is in the left socket. Some genetic mutation due to inbreeding here. I don't get it. What does their family tree look like? A stump? And every time, the woman stands up for the guy.
He didn't mean to hit me, officer. He didn't mean to hit me. He's a good man. Don't take him away. I fell asleep in the driveway, and he run over my head with the truck. He's a good man. He don't mean no harm. He passed out under the trailer right now with his dog, Skeeter.
Cops, send in the SWAT team. She doesn't need children. Okay, and it's a judgment call, and I'm making it. But it's also happens to be true, which gives it the force, that extra oomph. She needs no more children. Okay? Okay. Can't support them, can't feed them, can't raise them, don't even love them, punk. Bring them on. Why don't you just get the cops camera to shine it up and film the little criminal coming out? This is crime prevention. Here comes another illiterate, unwanted child. Cuff him, Banano. Just, can you calm down on your rutting just for a couple of seconds until we figure out this food air deal?
Well, who are you to judge? Who makes you judge? So what makes you think he's no better than Jesus?
And she stands up for this guy. This cracker's in that whore every night. I haven't been laid in 3 years. It's not right. Do y'all have different books of the Bible than I do? Are y'all Gideons? Who are the Gideons? Ever met one? No. Ever seen one? No. But they're all over the world putting Bibles in hotel rooms.
every hotel room. This Bible was placed here by a Gideon. When? I've been here all day. I ain't seen... I saw the housekeeper come and go. I saw the minibar guy come and go. I've never laid eyes on a Gideon. What are they, ninjas? Where are they? Where are they from? Gidea? What are these people? I'm going to capture a Gideon. I'm going to make that my hobby. I am. I'm going to call the front desk one day. And yeah, I don't seem to have a Bible in my room.
The great Bill Hicks. Somewhat butchered for broadcast radio, but the light still shines through. We heard some commentary by Joe Rogan interspersed, and the Jay Leno bit was a bootleg I picked up from an old Howard Stern show. You've been listening to The Inner Side, Pacifica Radio's guilty pleasure. This and all previous Inner Side radio programs are archived at the NSA Data Center alongside your naked smartphone selfies and the public interwebs. Simply Google The Inner Side. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.